Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network. Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice on pain management at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Okay, just time now for some recommendations on what to check out on TV and in cinemas this week. And we're joined today by freelance culture journalist Zara Hederman and radio producer and broadcaster Owen Sweeney. Welcome, folks.
Hello.
How are you?
So, Zara, Say Nothing is out on Disney Plus, and there's a lot of talk around this. This is the series based on Patrick Radden Keefe's book of the same name, around the story of Jean McConville, the disappeared, etc.
Yeah, absolutely. And I read that book, Say Nothing, that it's based on by Patrick Radden Keefe when it came out in 2018, and I had a lot of issue with that book. I didn't really like it. Was interested in the history. Obviously, the production, I'm glad to say, on this show is much more compelling than the book itself. The performances across from Maxine Peake and Lola Pettigrew as Dolores Price, excellent, very well cast as well. Anthony Boyle as well is brilliant. It's a tough watch.
Okay, there's a lot of difficult lines to be kind of straddled in this. Yeah,
it is a tough watch. It's a very worthwhile watch as well. As I said, the production is great. Michael Lennox, who directed all of Derry Girls, is involved. So the tone is very well achieved. My issue is, though, with the Patrick Radden Keefe kind of element to it, and just him kind of talking about it at the moment. Like, he's talking about these people like they're characters and fictionalized almost.
Okay.
And I just feel that, like, if you want to learn about the Troubles and this material, I would recommend maybe watching, like, I, Dolores Price, the documentary about her, reading kind of independently about the Troubles yourself. But, I mean, it is being lauded, 5 stars.
Okay.
I would recommend. I've watched, like, 3 episodes. I've also seen people say it's bingeable, which I don't really love to kind of see
people say
about this.
Okay,
but
okay.
If
so you're
curious. That,
okay. But don't let it be your Bible on that story.
Absolutely.
Okay. Say Nothing. That's out now on Disney Plus. Owen, Craw, new Irish language detective drama. Are we developing kind of a Nordic noir scene out in the Gaeltacht now?
Exactly. This is set in Donegal. All is well in terms of Irish drama, it seems, and high quality drama. Despite some misgivings of it, you know, the advertising, which has been very good, there's a 3-dimensional ad in a billboard not too far from here, which kind of mimics the bog landscape, and you know, kind of the evidence markers and that sort of stuff. You worry that it's more foreboding. This is much warmer. It's funnier. Episode one is all 6 episodes are on the TG Car player at the moment. It's running on Monday nights at 9:30 on TG Car, and surprisingly and welcomingly, it's developed with BBC Gaeilge as well. So BBC NI are screening the first episode, if you don't go near the player and the internet and that, tonight at 10:30. So you can watch episode one tonight at 10:30 on BBC, and you can watch episode two tomorrow at 9:30. So that's nice. It's getting plenty of run out, and deservedly so. Donal O'Healy is Garda Conal O'Sullivan, who's quite gruff and protective of his patch in small town doing the nods here, Conal. And Donegal looks great. It looks foreboding and welcoming at the same time. It begins with a dead eagle, and you're thinking, oh, small town policing. And there's a local journalist, Kira Kate, played by the excellent Hannah Brady, who has less impenetrable Gaeilge for those of us following the subtitles.
Okay.
So don't be put off by the language.
But presumably you'll get a bit of it from what they're saying, and then you can follow along with the subtitles.
100%.
It's probably a good way of...
immerse yourself in it. No more than the Gaeltacht. And look, we all spent 13, 14 years learning Irish, do you know what I mean? So it's in there somewhere.
But I suppose the key test here, if this wasn't Oscar Gaeilge and it wasn't
it works.
Kind of worthy,
it's
and
funny,
everything.
The
it's
characters are great.
Yeah.
Special mention to Alex Murphy from your own patch, Brendan, for Young Offenders. Of course, he's very famous. He's Barry, he's the second in command at the Garda station. He's got great chemistry with both the main leads. As I say, Hannah Brady is great. She's a very ambitious local journalist from Sligo. She's reporting on the dead eagle. Then suddenly a body is discovered, as often is the case. It turns out to be the lead's dead mother.
Okay,
and
we
so
have other things
the whole
to get
the whole thing is set in train.
Okay.
There's great humour. humour, this great acting Barry McGovern's.
And
the
you
dad.
Can go on TG Carr website and binge this yeah. as if it were Netflix.
So yeah. I've watched episode yeah. one. I'm going to let them all breathe. I'll watch episode two next.
Okay.
And off we go and enjoy it.
Zara, yeah. Landman on Paramount Plus. It's got Demi Moore, Billy Bob Thornton, John Hamm, who I would argue isn't a great actor, but anyway, they're right. good names. Is this Prestige Brennan TV?
It's under that banner, but it is, it is perhaps one of the worst things I've seen in a long time.
Wow.
You can tell there was no women on the writing team. It is so misogynistic. As you see, yeah, the portrayal of say Billy Bob Thornton's ex-wife, who's played by Ali Larter, is comically bad. His daughter as well, he's got a teenage daughter who is grotesquely sexualized in the show as well, and it's baffling to the extent. Now I will say Billy Bob Thornton is excellent. John Hamm is okay. Demi Moore, she's barely in it. It's
okay.
such a waste.
Okay. Would your word for the poster be unwatchable? Like, is it that bad? Because, you know, most things are semi-watchable these
days.
No,
Brendan, I have to confess, I did actually kind of enjoy the two episodes that I watched.
You see? Okay, because, so you're against it in principle, but in practice.
Yeah. Like, I was cackling laughing at how... Like, it is an interesting story. It's based on a podcast called Boomtown by Christian Wallace, who is a co-creator with Taylor Sheridan, who is behind Yellowstone. And this is all about big oil in Texas, and we see okay. the stakes on the oil rigs, off the oil rigs, and also about, like, Tommy Norris, Billy Bob Thornton's character, he is a crisis executive. That is a role
Listen,
I would not want in any
I'm
role.
Giving I'm giving this a go, Landman on Paramount Plus. Okay, we went from unwatchable to
stick it on.
Okay, Owen, will we talk about, never mind Bridget Jones being of its time, tell us quickly now, let's start moving, about Loaded, Lad Mags and Mayhem. This is on BBC Two on Friday at 9 o'clock.
Yes, if proof were needed that the 90s are the new 80s in terms of nostalgia and television and music, and hello, Liam and Noel and Oasis are back. This is very on brand. James Brown set up Loaded magazine. We'll all remember that from the mid-1990s.
And defined an era in a weird way.
Absolutely did.
Like,
and
yeah.
it really, and again, in terms of the archive, in terms of the context, and you know, whatever you think about the content, and Miranda Sawyer's in there, Maggie Brenny from Lush are in there. There's plenty of female professionals and media types and artists that were hanging around with these people that, you know, kind of were pals with them. So they weren't, you know, the awful men perhaps that we might want them to be. Now, it created something that they're willing to admit was boorish and laddish and went way beyond.
Okay. Do they have regrets about their legacy?
They do have regrets.
Do?
And yeah. it's quite fascinating. And
yeah.
in fact, even how far have we travelled? The artist, the heads... of the art department of Loaded, they all burn out, they all take far too many drugs, they all live the lifestyle. We've been there before. But the head of the art department has now since transitioned into his true self as a female. So, you know, that's
or
the ultimate kind of
yeah.
full stop, or herself, sorry,
yeah.
The ultimate full stop to the whole lad, kind of ladette culture. It's interesting. What do you expect to come out of David Baddiel's in there? And I don't believe a word he says about kind of disavowing
oh,
his involvement
right, okay.
in all things
laddish.
And there's a thesis in the title Loaded itself.
Okay, all right, that's Loaded, Lads, Mags and Mayhem.
It's a terrible title
BBC
for a programme.
BBC Two Friday
yes.
at 9 o'clock. Zara, I'm a Celebrity is back. Are there any celebrities left?
Colleen Rooney.
Okay.
Colleen Rooney, Barry McGuigan. Who else? Talisa, former X Factor judge.
Yeah.
Look, yeah, exactly.
Is Barry McGuigan there as well?
Barry McGuigan, yeah, he's in there. Apparently there's rumours that Maura Higgins will be entering the jungle.
But she has flown to America now, so we're not sure if she's
she can hop on a plane, surely, to New South Wales, no bother, like.
Yeah, okay.
So that's tonight, 9 p.m, Virgin Media.
Yeah, okay. Excellent.
Put that on the poster.
Yeah, okay. Owen, I have a note written down here. They say Owen has seen Gladiator 2 if we want his thoughts. I'll give you 30 seconds.
Let's get the first things first. Paul Mescal is good in it. Don't give him a lot to work with. Denzel Washington owns this movie. You've got him acting opposite Tim McInerney. They're conspiring at court. There can only be one winner. And not to kind of critique actors who are best known for being in things like Blackadder, but you've Captain Darling from Blackadder facing off against Malcolm X. Like Captain Darling from Blackadder facing off against Stephen Biko. There can only be one winner. There's
sharks
in the
Colosseum.
It is for a commodity.
People riding rhinos, apparently.
Yeah, no, riding rhinos. Make Rome great again should be the slogan for the film. is it worth it? It's strangely uninspiring, sadly. You know, that kind of, you know, oh, we're going to reclaim Rome, the dream of Rome, blah, blah, blah. What we do in life echoes in eternity. You don't feel it. You don't come away. You kind of go, ah, oh, yeah.
You were not entertained. Okay.
I was not entertained, Zara.
Okay, okay. Yeah. And Zara, then quickly to finish up, by next Friday, the whole world is going to be bombarded with Wicked starring Ariana Grande. This is going to be in our lives, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's projected to make $85 million next weekend when it opens. Obviously, it's based on the hugely successful stage Broadway adaptation Wicked, which is about the kind of the story of the Wicked Witch of the West and how she came to be. It's also about the Good Witch, Glinda. Yeah, there's like a huge cast as well. Michelle Yeoh, Jeff Goldblum, Peter Dinklage, Jonathan Bailey. It looks like if you're into musicals, go, like you'll love it, I would say. I saw the trailer, the last musical I saw in cinema was Cats, and that was enough to put me off.
Yes.
But also what's been really interesting is just like the chatter around it. Like, I don't know if you've seen like the interviews between Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo. They just like, they hold hands and cry constantly. Like, they're interviewed and they're asked about like their female like friendship that they've developed making this film, and they just can't contain their, they cry instantly. So
these people are geniuses, aren't they?
Yeah.
Okay, so that'll be a night out for the whole family from in cinemas from next Friday. Okay, Owen Sweeney and Zara Hederman, thank you so much. And that's it for today. You can listen back to all the conversations from today's show on the RTE radio app or wherever you get your podcast. Today's show was produced by Alan Tourney. The series producer is Tessa Delahanty. Research was by Katrina McFadden. Stephen Higgins was the broadcast coordinator, and Ruth Kennington was on sound. Stay tuned for This Week with Justin McCarthy, and I'll talk to you next weekend.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Feel good this autumn by getting the flu and COVID vaccine at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.